Sula was a seahorse who listened for beginnings. When a word floated by, she'd reach out and catch its very first sound, quick as a bubble. Sun starts with S. The first sound was where a word began, and Sula loved to catch it. One morning, a word drifted past. Moon. Sula caught the front of it. Moon starts with M. She said just the first little sound, soft and separate from the rest. Catching the beginning made a word feel like it had a special front door. Sula played the catching game. Ball. Buh. Fish. Fuh. Dog. Duh. Each first sound was a tiny catch. Then she found words that started the same. Sun, sock, sea. They all start with S. That was a fun kind of match, all at the front. First sound matching had its own music. A tiny snail wasn't sure how to catch a first sound. Just say the word, Sula said gently, and stop after the very first bit. Fish. The snail tried. Fish. Sula spun a happy little loop. You caught it. Every word begins with one small sound, waiting to be caught. As the reef grew quiet, Sula floated among the seaweed, catching first sounds one last time. S-un. M-oon. B-all. You catch the beginning so well, said the snail. Sula curled her tail, warm and glad. Catching a first sound had felt slippery at first, like grabbing a bubble. But once her ears learned to stop at the very front of a word, catching it felt easy and light. A little joy at the start of every word.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sula. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.